questions concerning environmental hazards in urban areas, you need to be able to describe the environmental pressures that some cities face because of rapid urbanisation, and also put forward some strategies for managing environmental hazards and reducing them in urban areas. So the development of towns and cities can put enormous pressure onto the urban environment as a result of an increase in traffic and transport, cars with lots of vehicle emissions, lots of buildings which are requiring a lot of energy and therefore burning, lots of fossil fuels which is adding to air pollution. Also, watercourses can become polluted as a result of industry dumping their waste directly into the rivers, or indeed just by people littering or otherwise polluting watercourses, rivers and canals, for example. Whilst urbanisation is taking place, of course, there's also a loss of green space, a loss of trees and parks and open space, and that can also have an impact on the quality of the environment. Los Angeles and Mexico City are two very good examples where pollution from both cars and from factories has caused something called photochemical smog, which can sit over the city for days and create a number of health issues for the people who live there, such as bronchitis, which is an inflammation of the tubes or bronchioles in the lungs. Photochemical smog is where smog, which is a mixture of both smoke and fog, combines with sunlight, and then that forms ozone. And ozone can actually cause serious health problems, such as breathing problems, can irritate the eyes, and in really serious cases, it can actually lead to vomiting. The Chinese city of Chongqing, where there's also rapid industrialisation happening as the country and its economy booms, is also experiencing a range of environmental hazards as a result of rapid urbanisation and industrialisation. The level of atmospheric pollution is responsible for thousands of premature deaths in China every year and lots of cases of bronchitis. In 2006, air quality failed to reach the recommended government health standards on an average of one day out of every four, and on some days the smog was so dense that it never appeared to get lights and remained dark during the day. And you often see images in the media from Chinese cities of the population wandering around with masks on their face to try and filter out the air that they're breathing in because it's that polluted. And in terms of how we can go about improving the urban environment and reducing environmental hazards and their impacts, the Brazilian city of Curitiba is an excellent example where they've adopted a number of sustainable strategies to manage the environment. For example, Curitiba was one of the first cities in Brazil to have pedestrianised streets, which means no vehicles, only people walking around, and that resulted in a traffic-free city centre. And of course, we see that in numerous cities now around the world and towns, and Hounslow itself has a pedestrianised high street. Curitiba also has a fully integrated bus system. It's cheap, it's reliable, and it uses 25% less fuel and energy than most other urban areas in Brazil, so therefore contributing less to air pollution. The government of Curitiba have also ensured that there's a good amount of green space in the urban area with lots of parks, walkways near the river, cycle tracks encouraging people to use their bikes rather than to get in their cars, and over 1.5 million trees have been planted in the city of Curitiba. A lot of old buildings have also been converted into office space and luxury apartments, and these would have been old buildings which would have been left derelict perhaps originally when the original purpose industry moved out. They also operate a green exchange system, which is where the shantytown dwellers who collect garbage and rubbish can take that to a green exchange station and exchange that rubbish they've collected for food or indeed for bus tickets. Children can exchange rubbish that they've collected for toys or school supplies. There's also a public housing programme where the shantytown dwellers are given the opportunity to build basic homes, which means that most of the people then have access to clean water and proper sanitation systems, for example, flushing toilets and running water. They have a recycling program where 70% of rubbish is sorted, recycled and then sold on, and that therefore reduces the need for landfill, which is another major environmental issue in and around urban areas today. They also have very strict laws on pollution coming from industrial areas, and they want to raise awareness and people's understanding of the importance of looking after the environment, so they have a very clear environmental education program as part of the school.